6:18 p.m. on the Real Investment Hour. Speaking of another one bites the dust, gold sort of been biting the dust. Not gold dust, but we've seen a pullback in gold. We started to see it about mid-September here and then leading into the Fed meeting. And part of it is it's going to be interesting to see where the dollar goes from here. A rising dollar would not necessarily be very good for multinational companies that, of course, get a tailwind from their currency risk or the minimization of their currency risk and what, you know, revenues that they obtain from overseas. So the dollar sort of sold off just a little bit, stayed steady today. But I think gold is anticipating if the Fed does stick to its guns, then we might see an increase in the dollar. Again, that also portends less positive for large cap stocks. So these dynamics from the Fed's hawkish language yet to be converted to action, markets always will move on the words in anticipation and have to roll back some of what they do depending upon what Yellen finally does in December.
We've kind of seen a yo-yo as far as policy and kind of the thought or the theme around what the dollar should be. When Trump was elected, he wanted a really strong dollar. Quickly, we determined that maybe a weaker dollar is not so bad for trade.
That's right.
The same thing with rates, extremely hawkish. Now we're looking at, you know, him thinking of somebody who's going to be much more dovish moving forward. If that's Yellen, obviously that's the perfect candidate. She's been extremely dovish. And just like talking to Stephen Guilfoyle on Tuesday, you know, he was mentioning that this has been a very transparent Fed in the sense that they'll tell you, well, I guess they tell you more than what they probably do, right? But they're trying to just telegraph it, let everybody know what's
happening.
Well,
and what Stephen said is they are, but they tell you what they're thinking, and then you realize maybe some of them aren't really thinking. And then you realize that they don't follow through on the actions that they want to because the data is not pushing them to that direction. Now, what was a bit different for me with Yellen yesterday was the fact that she is just bypassing the whole inflation dilemma. I think a whole economic analysis was pretty flighty, to say the least. It's just like, we don't understand this issue with why inflation for the last 5 years can't hit our targets, but guess what? We're not going to worry about it anymore.
Well, I think she did something similar last year when she changed from being data dependent to information dependent. Which information, where can that be? Is that the media? Is that unverified sources? Who knows?
To your point, I don't know. So, but this uncertainty in her hawkish language is going to be, it might keep the market sort of suspended here, and you'll just see underneath the surface this sector rotation. But you've got to stay, within this 2450 to 2500, I think on the S&P 500. And make sure that the markets hold these levels. And we need to see again that what is going to happen is now that we're more concerned about the Fed, I think the focus is going to be more on Trump and what possibly he's going to get through on the tax side, or at least his agenda. Is that going to be thrown away? Or I think you're going to see much more of a focus on the agenda now from the president.
And there's been lots of good or narrative on both parts, right? The story is good. It's there. Mm-hmm. But can we get the results?
One thing for sure is the bond market's not buying it because the 10-year has been around 2.2%. We didn't see any big move in the 10-year. We've seen moves in interest rate sensitive stocks like utilities, but which had been a bit extended anyway. But for the most part, the bond market is still pretty complacent on the intermediate long end of the curve. On the short end of the curve, it's really now looking at, hey, she might be serious about December. But I still say I am not in the camp that she raises rates yet. Just not.
Well, she may not, especially if we don't know who will be replacing her here in January or if anybody at all. If she's got a clear path, she may decide, you know what, this is my baby. I'm gonna see it through.
Hey, listen, the economic numbers are okay. I mean, they're not great, but they're okay. We've seen leading indicators pick up. We will get somewhat of a bump from hurricane, the activity that's going to be required there. So again, she might just have the ability to raise. But she's not getting the numbers in wage growth, and she's not getting the other inflationary numbers that forces her to make a move. But we'll see. She might just want to do it as our little holiday gift for all of us.
Lance Roberts' blog. It's required reading for the informed investor. Catch it today at realinvestmentadvice.com.